News releasecitys Longmont. This week in Longmont, April 19th Council Catch-Up Review, April 9th, 2024, LHA Advisory Board. Please view session recording on the Agenda Portal webpage. Preview April 23rd, 2024. Regular Session. Please view full meeting agenda on the Agenda Portal webpage. Accepting the findings of Boulder County's US 287, Vision Zero Safety and Mobility Study, increasing composting capabilities for Longmont residents and businesses. The process for establishing a conservation overlay zoning district for the historic Eastside neighborhood and several more ordinances. Events and happenings. Coffee with Council. April 27th, Longmont City Council will host an in-person coffee with Council from 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 27th, at the Longmont Museum, 400 Quail Road. At this event, you can talk informally with Mayor Joan Peck and Council Member Sean McCoy on any topic of your choice. Have questions? Call 303-651-8649 or visit the Coffee with Council webpage. Bring DNA questions to library on April 20th. April 25th is National DNA Day. To celebrate, members of Longmont Genealogical Society will be at the Longmont Library from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 20th to answer your DNA questions. Bring any DNA test results or questions you may have. Visit the Longmont Genealogical Society website for details. Get the flood facts. Just 1 inch of water can cause $25,000 of damage to your home. Did you know flood insurance is required for properties with mortgages in FEMA-mapped 100-year floodplains, but is available for any property, regardless of whether it is located in a mapped floodplain? Do not wait for flood damage to occur. There is a 30-day waiting period before flood insurance takes effect. Most standard homeowners' insurance policies do not cover flood damage. Longmont community members are eligible for 25% off flood insurance premiums. Visit the Flood Information webpage to learn more. Concert at Longmont Museum, Foxfeather, this Thursday, April 25th at 7 p.m. Enjoy live music at the Longmont Museum. Led by the dynamic duo Carly Smith and Laura Stratton, rooted in a powerful lyrics and bolstered by strong blues rock instrumentals, this sultry alt-Americana band's unique sound has been captivating audiences since 2013. Learn more and buy tickets at the Longmont Museum website or by calling 303-651-8374. Callahan Spring Open House. Join the Callahan House Advisory Board members for a history tour during the Callahan Open House from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Thursday, April 25th. Admission is free, and the public is invited to attend. Come and see this beautiful historic gem, located in the heart of Longmont at 312 Terry Street. Call 303-776-5191 or visit the Callahan House webpage for more information, including rental options for weddings, special events and parties. Longmont Library's Children Area closed May 6 to 17. The Longmont Library's Children and Teen Services space will be undergoing a renovation to better serve the community. The Children and Teen Services area will be closed to the public from May 6 to 17. He Children's area is getting new shelving, replacing shelves that are more than 30 years old. This will create a safer, more welcoming space while also making our materials more accessible for all our patrons. All children and teen programs will also be canceled during this time frame. If you have questions during the closure, the Children and Teen Services librarians will be tabling outside of the area or call them at 303-651-8470. Last chance to see Picturing the West. At Longmont Museum, the Longmont Museum's exhibit showcasing the work of some of the best-known 19th-century Western landscape photographers, including Carlton Watkins, William Henry Jackson and Edward Muybridge with original mammoth plate photography, will close Sunday, May 5th. Catch it before it's gone. Learn more at longmontmuseum.org or by calling 303-651-8374. Annual waterline flushing begin April 29th. The City of Longmont's waterline flushing program is scheduled to happen from Monday, April 29th through Friday, May 25th, dates subject to change. The flushing will begin in the north of the city and work its way south and west, and then finishing the program in the city's eastern areas. During the flushing, residents may notice low water pressure, discolored water, or no water for short periods of time. Residents are recommended to limit water use and particularly avoid using hot water when flushing is occurring in your immediate area. The water continues to be safe to use and to drink. To view an interactive map that will tell you when your area will have the water lines flushed, visit bit.ly/waterline-flushing. To find more information about the waterline flushing program, visit bit.ly/water-line-flushing.poetryreading@library. April 24th, join Lafayette's first poet laureate Z Bass speaks for a culturally infused poetry reading from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 24th at the Longmont Library, 409 4th Avenue. The Colorado-born poet has been speaking, performing on social issues and to promote unity, literacy, and creativity through poetry. Free to attend. Registration required on the adult program's webpage or by calling 303-651-8472. Free seed library gardening doesn't have to be expensive. Now is your chance to discover the joys of digging in the dirt and growing your own food by grabbing up to 6 seed packets from the Longmont Library's Free Seed Library, located in the West Atrium. This year's seeds were provided through donations and the generosity of the Friends of the Longmont Library. Visit the Seed Library webpage or call 303-651-8472 for details. Crime-free housing training. The next Longmont Crime-Free Housing Program training has been scheduled for 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Wednesday, May 22 at the Longmont Senior Center, 910 Longs Peak Avenue. The Crime-Free Housing Program is a free class designed to help rental property owners and managers keep illegal activity off property. The purpose is to educate the owners and their residents to improve the quality of life in these neighborhoods by reducing crime. To register, visit the Crime-Free Housing webpage.